I'm speaking to The Guardian's Ian Black, who's in Tripoli. Ian, there's reports that UN-mandated airstrikes have been launched on Gaddafi's compound there. What do you know about that?
Well, something happened, certainly, in the centre of Tripoli last night. Gaddafi's compound, a place called Bab al-Azizia, was hit, apparently, in some way. I could certainly see a substantial column of smoke rising from the general direction of it, maybe a couple of miles away from where I am. There was a lot of very, very loud but pretty erratic anti-aircraft fire going up around the same time. And later on, in the middle of the night, some reporters were taken to the compound to see the damage. Well, something had been damaged. There was a three-story building was in ruins, and there was a hole on the facade of it which had been gutted, but there was no smoke or sign of recent flames. There was some rubble and concrete scattered around. The Libyan government spokesman called it a barbaric bombing, and he accused the United States and other Western countries of breaking their own in statements that they weren't trying to target Gaddafi. So it's being, whatever happened is being used quite energetically by the Libyan propaganda system to present its view of what is going on. It's hard to say exactly what did happen.
And how symbolic is it that this compound has been attacked? Because I think I'm right in saying it was bombed in 1986 by Reagan.
Yeah, that's correct. Of course, famously back then in 1986, Ronald Reagan authorized the American bombing of Libya in retaliation for a terrorist attack blamed on Libya against American troops in Germany. And that's a big event in Libyan history, a very resonant point of reference. And so any idea that Bab al-Azizia, Gaddafi's stronghold, has been targeted again is certainly something which will play very widely in Libya and perhaps beyond, having that sort of symbolic significance. And the Libyans are working overtime to demonstrate that these attacks, which of course are supposed to be protecting civilians targeted by Gaddafi, are killing what they say are innocent people. It's very, very difficult indeed for journalists who are here under pretty strict control to distinguish between military and civilian dead. Not everything is always as it seems.
You mentioned the strict control. I know we spoke last week and your movements were being sort of quite severely limited. Is that still the case?
Well, journalists who are in Tripoli are here with the permission of the Libyan government, and their activities are basically supposed to be restricted to operating in and from a government media centre where briefings and press conferences are given, activities organised. So, for example, on Sunday, an excursion, if that's not quite the right word, was organised to go and see the funerals of some of the victims of the airstrikes. We're taken in buses to see that. There was a very strong element of performance and propaganda in what was going on. There were hundreds of people shouting slogans, praising the martyrs, praising Gaddafi, attacking France, Britain, the US. And there were indeed also funerals going on. But there's a strong sense that this is done in order to create a narrative in the media. It's very, very hard to make independent judgments, although it's always possible to talk to people, sometimes in snatched private conversations. The Libyan state is certainly presenting itself as the injured party and the innocent victim of foreign aggression. Gaddafi calls it crusader colonialism, and that theme is being pursued very, very energetically in all public statements and appearances. So it's not easy to get beneath the surface of that to try and find out what ordinary Libyans are really thinking and feeling. Some people, it is clear, are unhappy with Gaddafi. the extent to which that is true, particularly in Tripoli, is very, very hard to gauge.
And just finally, Ian, obviously the air defences in Libya have been targeted by coalition forces. What can you tell us about the success or otherwise of that?
Well, the night sky over Tripoli looks very pretty when the anti-aircraft fire is going up. There are red tracer bullets veering wildly across the sky. There's an anti-aircraft battery a few hundred yards from the hotel where I'm staying on the beachfront, and the soldiers who operate that appear to swivel around in their seats and fire wildly at every opportunity. So that creates a beautiful effect of red tracer bullets arcing across the sky, but there's clearly no chance whatsoever, except complete randomness of them ever hitting anything. It doesn't look very effective.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Ian, and we'll speak to you later on.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Bye.